Hutchinson, Cheney should not be ousted for voting her conscience on impeachment. By Pam Key on May 5, 2021. Governor Asa Hutchinson, RR, said Wednesday on CNN's Out Front Representative Liz Cheney, RY, should not be removed from her House leadership role because she voted her conscience when she voted to impeach President Donald Trump for allegedly inciting the January 6 riot at the Capitol. Hutchinson said, in terms of Liz Cheney, she's a conservative. She did a vote of conscience, and she should not be ousted because of one vote of conscience. And regardless of the reasons of what's going to happen in the vote, and it sounds like she's recognizing that she's going to be replaced. But this is going to be perceived by the American body politic as an ouster because of one vote. And I don't think this is healthy for our party, that perception. We've got to get back to talking about ideas and how to unify ourselves. And we can't unify ourselves if we're pointing at each other and fighting against each other about a perception of January 6th or other issues in the past. We've got to come together for 2022. This debate right now will not be perceived as helpful but divisive. Burnett said, President Biden referring it as a mini-revolution. When you talk about it as a perception, I think it is fair to say it is a reality. That's why she's being kicked out. You know, when the president says he won the election the other day and she comes out and says it is a lie, and then he says no, you are the lie. When we look at her voting record, Governor, she over her lifetime 80% of the conservative ranking group under conservative issues. She's being replaced by Congresswoman Stefanik with 48%. I don't care where that grade comes in, that's an F. Do you understand what's happening in your party? Hutchinson said, well, yes, there is a disagreement on leadership, and it is not a pretty look for our party. Whenever you've got people like myself that has pointed to January 6th and the president's role, and that is not the right role of a leader of our country. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.